This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We've got our next guest in the studio with us. We've got Tim Rutty, who is co-creator of a show called Gravity Dolls. Now, Tim, you're here to talk about a show which is on at Darabin Arts Centre. Now, we'll get onto the show a little bit shortly, but just a little bit of background on you now. Now, we'd like to get a bit of background, see how you got into the arts and what you've been doing up till now. So how did you get started, Tim?
I started out as a very active kid that couldn't really sit still and tried to sort of do a couple of different sports but wasn't really super interested in that. And then through continuous climbing on everything I could find, my parents finally got me into circus and kind of stayed there ever since.
So, which one?
Started out with Ruckus, it's a community sort of youth circus program out sort of east. Started doing that and got really into it and just sort of never really stopped. Went to Nika about 10 years ago. And
how was that for you?
It was really great. You mean Nika, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I had a great time there. A lot of great people, a lot of very intense training, a lot of very
small
days.
And the qualifications you got from it as well. Do you teach at all?
I do, yeah. So me and my partner, Harlow, other part of Gravity Dolls, we've got our own studio up in Northcote.
Okay.
And we run classes and that there. We've got a full program of all sorts of aerials and all sorts of other stuff.
So is Gravity Dolls your production company that you and Harlow started?
Yes. Yeah.
And obviously you've got a show now called Future Proof that we're going to talk about. But how did Gravity Dolls come about, basically?
Yeah, so it started out, so I met Harlow in my sort of last little bit of studying at Nika, and I'd seen her in a couple of plays. Like, she's got an acting background. Seen her in a couple of plays and was just like, wow, you're incredible. And she saw me in some Nika performances as well. And we were just sort of, we kind of just got interested in what each other were doing. And, you know, she was always wanting something a little bit more physical and a bit more sort of scaled up out of theatre, and then I was wanting something a bit more dramatic out of circus. And so through watching each other on stage, we were like, actually, do you want to just make something and sort of merge the two, get circus that's a bit more theatrical and theatre that's a little bit more physical.
So therefore the school is a bit of a mixture in a way, is it? Is it a bit of circus? No. It's more circus.
So she came to it more in the, she was working in more of the administration part of
things.
Right,
okay.
The school itself is very very physical focused.
Right, okay. Yeah. So tell us about the show.
Yeah, so Future Proof, it came out of sort of thinking about the different perspectives and different sort of issues that we're faced with what's happening in the world at the moment. Sort of trying to have a look at where these sort of current topics are kind of potentially leading us.
What do you mean? What sort of topics?
Well, things around political sort of distress and the toll on people of living in late stage capitalism. We're sort of always time poor, stressed and sort of disconnected and all that kind of stuff. So this sort of pressure that we find ourselves in of always having to sort of sprint to keep up with this sort of turning world that we're kind of in. We're wanting to look at sort of environmental distress and, political unrest and that kind of stuff, and looking at how the person is impacted within that.
Okay, and how are you doing it? Is it a story? Is it like a mini play in a way, or...?
Kind of. There is text in there. We do have sort of more spoken parts, but it's also highly physical. So we're sort of creating scenes and exploring the different topics, both physically and vocally.
Right. Okay.
I also noticed, Tim, that are you involved in the set and the costume of the production as well?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
And is that something that you've been doing for a while, or is that you just trying it all out, or is it because you need to get your hands onto everything, basically?
Yeah. Well, being an independent company, we sort of end up having our hands in sort of you know, everything.
But you would have also done that at Nike as well. You would have learnt a lot of about costuming and all that as well, yeah?
Yeah, little bits. Like we sort of more wore the costumes and that, but we didn't have a lot of experience in sort of making back then. But throughout the years, me and Harlow sort of had to just sort of figure things out on our own. And then through that, I kind of fell more and more into that. I went to VCA for Masters of Set and Costume Design as well.
Ah, okay, yeah. Right. Yeah. And, so therefore you're a real pro at it then.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, a control freak. You want to do everything. I'm teasing.
I think it's more out of necessity rather than lack of funding maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And because you've got to be careful with, costumes with what you're doing, the physical stuff, because it's got to move with you, doesn't it? Now, it can't be too dangling because you might trip on it or something.
Yeah, so it's an interesting kind of mix of things where you've got to leave enough space for movement and the body, but then... not having too many things to get tangled in, but then also not being too tight and restrictive either. So each sort of circus discipline has got its own sort of parameters that you need. And it's just about knowing that and a lifetime of doing circus helps a lot. But knowing what those parameters are and making choices that align best with the theatrical sort of elements that you're wanting to convey, but then also the practical needs of that skill set.
And how many are involved?
There's a 6 cast.
Right.
And then there's, with me and Harlow on the creative team as well, then there's 2 others.
Right, okay.
Lighting and sound.
And what about music? Is that used a lot?
Yeah. So we've got a beautiful score, original score by Ian Moorhead, who's a fantastic composer sound designer for live performance, and we've worked with him a couple of times, he's really creating this incredible landscape, acoustic landscape, throughout the show. I don't really understand what he does because it doesn't necessarily sound like instruments, but it's just this incredible score that sort of rises up out of these moments.
So, right, okay. Yeah. And visually, do you use props or is it more lighting?
We've got a big set. So we've got these sort of big frames that we can climb on, and we've then got, sort of bits of fabric and that sort of sculpted throughout the space. And, so the space does change quite a lot, quite dynamically. We do have some sort of props, but they're mostly costume pieces and each other that we sort of interact with.
Right.
Aside from the set.
Okay, it sounds absolutely fantastic. It's only on for a couple of days.
Yes, sadly. We've only got 4 shows across 3 days.
And when's it on?
On the 14th to the 16th of March.
Yep. So and where are you?
In Darabin Arts Centre.
Right, okay, which is in Bell Street.
Yes.
401 Bell Street in Preston, of course. All right, Tim, thanks so much for coming in today.
No worries.
And can we follow you on social media? Is there an Instagram page?
Or? Yes, there is. So just go to Gravity Dolls. I think there's an underscore on Instagram, gravity_dolls.
Right.
And then you'll find us, or just type us in Google and then we'll come up.
Yep, brilliant. Yeah.
Great. Thanks so much. We've been talking to Tim Ruddy from Gravity Dolls here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.